Well, hey, and welcome to Story River Fables. It's Tina Constant here, and you know where the jibber jabber is. So we're jumping right into this week's story, which is called Little Voices. Now, this started way, way back, long time ago, when all the animals of the world, all the creatures, the plants, the humans, even the rocks, the rivers, and the oceans talked to each other. The conversations were glorious. They talked about the tilt of the earth, the stars, and how they traveled so far, and even about the whispers that came from the very core of the earth. Everyone was welcome. Everyone joined in. And so the earth hummed and grew and delighted in existence. No one really agrees when the trouble started, but everyone agrees with who started it. A human. Their kind growing in numbers and starting to take up more space around the campfire than any other being, stomped his way into a gathering one day, sat on a rock, who was in the middle of bringing news from the underworld, and stood on a spider, merely crossing his path, killing it dead. This had never happened before. The willful and casual murder of a fellow creature and the arrogant use of another. The rock was incensed. The spider family was furious. And what was worse is the human didn't or couldn't or wouldn't see what he had done wrong. "You're just a rock," he said. "And that's just a spider. What purpose do either serve? Just get over it." Get over it? Well, the more the rest of the world tried to explain, the more excuses the human made to justify his behavior. As you can imagine, every other being on the planet, from the moon to the stars to the dust and the ants, took umbrage and called a meeting away from the humans and in private. "This cannot go on," the stars said. "We've been watching them, and their casual destruction is spreading." The sun spoke up.
"I could burn them. It would take a blink from me."
But the butterfly said, "No, you do that, and the fires will spread and hurt us all."
"I could drown them," said the ocean. "All I'd have to do is hiccup. It would be easy."
And a field mouse piped up. "But you'd be drowning us all."
"I have poison in my potential," said an adder.
"I could bite them dead."
But the wolf said, "Humans killed a spider simply for crossing his path. If we go after him and all his kind, they will turn their destructive nature on us and the battle will kill the world. No, we need another way." For a long time, the beings of the world talked and thought and watched. The regular meetings that included humans had stopped entirely, and mistrust between them and all the creatures began to grow. In the meantime, deep in the deepest recesses of the world was the smallest creature ever born, so small it could not be seen by any eye except the spider and the fly. It couldn't be heard by any ear except the bat, and it couldn't be felt by any being except the Great Mother herself. This tiny creature, small as it was able to move and exist anywhere in the world without being noticed. And because it could do that, it noticed everything. 4 seasons passed, with discord between the creatures of the world starting to grow because they couldn't come to a decision about what to do with the humans. Until finally, 3 years to the day since that first insult, all the creatures gathered from the sun to the seeds, and including these tiny creatures, the smallest of them all. Talk was fast and furious. There was a danger of not only a lack of resolution, but a real divide between everyone until the Great Mother herself stepped in.
"There is a little voice here," she said. that needs to be heard. And the tiniest of all the creatures stepped up. We've been watching humans, they said. They are weak at their core. They fear what they do not know. They have been created with greatness, but without certainty. They have been born with potential, but without self-knowledge. They need to connect, but they don't know how to love themselves. They have brains, but they have no wisdom. The whole planet, every being and creature, leaned in and listened. This, the tiny creature said, makes them vulnerable. And the whole world leaned in more. We are only tiny voices, the miniature creature said. But we can be heard in the quietest of places. For a moment, there was silence. But then the lion roared, "What possible use are little voices? We need to roar and shout and scream at them. They don't understand anything else." And so the debate continued, so loud and relentless that the little voices were drowned out and were no longer heard. The debate continued for 3 days and 3 nights, and finally an owl from high up in the branches took over, and he said, "We will take 3 steps. 1, we will change our language to cut all communication with the humans. We will understand them, but they will not understand us." And everyone agreed. 2, said the owl, "any creature with capacity to kill will nurture that skill. Stingers will sting, biters will bite. Animal, plant, mineral, defend one, defend all." And they all agreed. 3, the sun will vanish from sight for a third of the day at least, making it too dark for humans to venture out. That is when we will set traps, hide in dark places, and prepare to attack. And the crowd roared approval. 1 by 1, the owl said, "we will rid this world of this pest." The tiny beings from the heart of the earth tried to object, but they were too small and too quiet, and no one heard them. "There has to be another way," they said, "a way to live together." That first dark night was terror for humans. They stumbled in the blackness. They cut their feet on rocks, drowned in raging rivers, and were chased, stung, and devoured by snakes, tigers, and bears. The animals had no idea how humans would respond. So when the sun came up, they watched and they waited. At sunrise, the humans gathered. They were battered and bruised and started to plot and plan their revenge. The tiny beings from the center of the earth with their tiny voices listened in horror. The humans were arming themselves with fire and with fury. "It'll be a massacre," the little creature said. Then they turned to the great mother who had watched all of this from where she sat. "What do you propose, little ones?" she said. The creatures whispered their plan, and the great mother smiled and agreed. Well, dawn the next day rose dark and stormy. Humans were on one side of a mighty canyon. All the creatures of the earth were on the other side. Humans with fire in their hands, creatures with teeth and venom. The tiny, tiny creatures knew time was running out. They had to move fast. With war cries echoing off the canyon walls, the little creatures said goodbye to their homes in the center of the earth, knowing they would never see it again. And 1 by 1, they chose a human, crawled into their ears, found a quiet spot in their minds, and started to whisper. "Be kind," they said to the humans. "Be honest," they said to the humans. "Be good," they said to the humans. And because this little voice was new and unexpected, the humans were curious, so they listened. And because the little voices were quiet, the humans
turned from the noise of the battlefield to hear them better. The words the little voices spoke felt right and true, and one by one, guided by their little voice, the humans put down their flaming torches and went home. Well, the animals and the creatures around the world were stunned. What happened? How did this happen? And the great mother told the birds and the beasts, the rock, the water and the plants, what the tiniest beings on earth had sacrificed. And with that, the world went quiet. With the humans entranced, an uneasy truce evolved. Humans listened to these little voices, and their arrogance and their fury subsided. They started to follow the directions the little voices gave. Do this, don't do that, learn that thing, follow that dream. Animals and beings of the earth, not trusting humans entirely, watched closely. Spiders from the corners of homes, snakes under the rocks, the sun from the sky, the moon and the stars from far away, and even the birds from the branches outside of windows. They all watched and they all waited. So it was that the little voices did their work and kept the peace. With their guidance, humans created and grew. There was art and there was music, there was travel and there was exploration. But there was also a problem. The more humans grew and built, the louder the world got. The louder the world got, the less the humans could hear the little voices. And without the little voices, humans began to turn back to thoughts of war. And still nature watched until the day came when the human noise was so much that the little voices were heard by none except the youngest of their species. Is it time? A field mouse asked. The moon closed her eyes for a moment as if in prayer. We've all agreed, she said. When the time comes, we will act, and we will act fast. With that, the sun stretched out his rays, the oceans heaved, spiders gathered in every home, the wind twisted and spiraled in the clouds, all waiting. For when humans stopped listening to those little voices entirely, then nature would know it was time for humans to go. Ha. And that's it. I'm still in Sherwood Forest as you and I speak. And it's beautiful trees and bees and rabbits and foxes and that hawk is still hanging around. And the world's a thing of beauty. But I suppose what triggered the story was wondering where the little voice. You know, we often say it's like, oh yeah, that little voice told me, and I did or I didn't listen. That little voice. I thought, where might that little voice had come from? And so that story came around. So, yeah, pay attention to that little voice. It'll save your life, you know, help you move in the right direction. That little voice knows more than we know. So, put the kettle on. Enjoy a gentle cup of something that you enjoy. And for more tales and shenanigans, drop around to tinaconstant.com. That is constant with a K. And I'll see you there. Have a beautiful day. All right, bye-bye now.